Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Normally, I'm not a huge fan of leftovers, but this week we had gone out to dinner for my mom's birthday. We went to Wabi Sabi. Have you been there before?
It's the hibachi place, right?
Yes.
Yum.
So good, but their plates are huge. I'm telling you, we took home more food than we ate. And although I've been getting through some of the leftovers, because if the food's good enough, I'll do the leftovers. I'm getting to that point now that I'm like, okay, get it out of my fridge. Like, I don't let leftovers sit in my fridge for too long. Do you?
You want to know a fun little fact about me? This is going to interest you.
Okay.
I've never taken home leftovers, and it's not because I eat it all.
I was going to say, you eat. You're a vacuum cleaner.
It's because growing up in Australia, even though I've lived the last 20 years in America, you're not allowed to take home leftovers from a restaurant.
Are you serious?
It's an occupational health and safety hazard. It is illegal. You cannot do it. So growing up, that was always programmed in me till I moved to America when I was 17 years old, and I've continued to do it. There's something about it that grosses me out because it's illegal in Australia.
Okay,
isn't that weird?
So even if you have just a magnificent meal, but you couldn't eat it all, you would leave it? You, of all people, would leave food on the table?
Yes. It's one of those things that's been ingrained in me as I grew up. Even if it's the most delicious, well, beautiful filet mignon of all time, and somehow I don't finish it, I get sick or something else.
Meanwhile, I'm putting my margarita in a to-go box. I'll take anything home.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. It's just the way I was raised. It makes no sense. It's one of those weird Australian rules. Like, what's wrong with you?
That just boggles my mind.
So I can't give you much advice on how long you leave leftovers in the... What were you asking me? Is that what you were asking me?
Yeah, because my husband and I always fight about this. I'm like, 3 days max, it's got to go. He'll let it sit there for like a week. And I'm like,
A week?
Oh, and he'll know that it's there because he'll be like, did you throw it away? I'm like, yeah, it had blue hair. Like, I wasn't going to eat that and I don't want it in my fridge.
A week's too long. I would say probably 4 to 5 days max.
Okay. How long do you let your leftovers sit in the fridge? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. Or are you a freak like Guy and you don't even take them home?
Forget a political debate. This debate is way more important. How long do you leave leftovers in the fridge for?
And I'm so shocked that you don't do leftovers.
It was an occupational health and safety hazard in Australia where I grew up, so you could not take leftovers home. So it's still programmed in me that I've never taken leftovers home. I'm serious.
That is just shocking. I have so many food phobias that, like, leftovers can't stay more than 4 days at the max, and they have to get out of my fridge because it just grosses me out.
And what's your husband?
Oh, he'll go like a week. He doesn't care at all. I love this tip from the 714. It says, try and remember rule of thumb, after 4 days, it goes out. So you say four out the door.
Four out the door. I can remember I ever use leftovers. The 951 here says, not even 1 hour because my dog sees the box. He knows he's having a good dinner. Leftovers in a clean fridge gross me out.
See, I don't mind leftovers, but there's a time period and then they gotta go. David in Rancho, what about you? What's your time limit when it comes to leftovers?
So if it's coming from like a restaurant, 3 days.
Okay.
If it's stuff that I make, I go a week.
You do your own longer because you trust your cooking more?
Yes. Well, I worked in bars, restaurants. I have a culinary arts degree. So I've pretty much been around food pretty much my entire life.
Okay. Well, then you should know, like, the food handler's notebook or whatever. What is the rule for how long until you have to throw food away?
Rule of thumb is always 3 days, especially if it's something that you didn't make, it's 3 days. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay. See, now I can go back to my husband and be like, look, I found that 3 days is maximum and we got to get rid of it.
He's not going to listen to you.
No, not at all. Not when it comes to food.
Some people even saying 1 day. The 909 here says 1 day. If it's not eaten, it is trash.
626, hey, Kelly, don't worry. As soon as your boys hit their teenage years, you won't have to worry about leftovers. You'll have to take out a loan just to feed them. Believe me, I know. I'm already worried about this. I'm thinking I'm going to have to start selling feet pics to afford to feed my children.
Thanks for the depressing device.
Yeah.
I will be broke in a few years.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.